Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA
News. Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and Chad here, your host for this weekend's edition. Also your host throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, and podcast, The KE Report. Please be sure to go through all our daily editorials from the week and company updates, and let us know what you think of these markets, the guests, and the companies that we have featured throughout the last week. On this weekend show, we're going to start off with more market comments focused on precious metals and also U.S. markets. And then in the back half of the show, switch our focus to the energy sector, especially the oil market, where oil, albeit in a little bit of a pullback now, just had a very nice run for the last few weeks. So let's get right into it. We are kicking off this show with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. And Doc, let's start off with the precious metals sector because, well, unfortunately, another tough week for precious metals, especially the stocks. Before we get into the stocks, just a couple quick comments on the headline metals here. So gold continued to move down this week. We are recording this about halfway through the day on Thursday. Gold on the futures is hanging in about $19.20, silver a little under $23, but the fact of the matter is this has been just kind of a grinding move down. We can look positively and say, well, gold's still above 1900. It has set up a higher trading range, a higher trading range than we have ever seen in history, but sentiment sure isn't there for the precious metal. So Doc, what's your outlook for gold first and foremost, please?
Well, for gold, I mentioned a couple, 3 months ago, we might form a right shoulder on an inverse head and shoulders on the monthly charts. And I think the more I look at this, the more possibility that it looks like this might occur. Right now on the futures market for gold, the 12-month moving average is still above the 26-month, so that's encouraging. But what's a little bit discouraging is the fact that it's starting to move laterally. And on the GLD, that 12 on the monthly chart, that 12-month moving average of the MACD is actually impinging on the 26-month like it wants to move below it. So this month, we're going to close below last month's high. Of course, I think that's pretty much given. And September is going to be very crucial because if we move lower in September, we are probably in the process of forming a very broad right shoulder to an inverse head and shoulders. And also, if that happens, you're going to see gold on the futures market, the 12-month move below the 26-month moving average, which will tell you that we have further work to be done in these precious metal charts in the precious metals.
Well, Doc, just a couple of thoughts that come to my mind when you mentioned the inverse head and shoulders on the monthly and that that move down could form the right shoulder. Obviously, an inverse head and shoulders is bullish longer term because it'll come out of that pattern and blast up to new highs. But how low do you think gold could go in that kind of a pullback? And then it also makes me think about all the discussion people have had about that cup and handle pattern, the long-term chart. Does this kind of a move down negate that finally and just say, hey, the cup and handle is off the table?
Not necessarily, because if we move down, which I think we will yet, because on the spot market, we're now down below 1900. And I wouldn't be surprised if over the next few weeks and months we even break 1800. That probably won't happen right away, but that would be part of forming that right shoulder. So I wouldn't be surprised if we even break 1800 before this is over. Now, having said that, that would infer that the head part of the head and shoulders, that we've seen the lows in this gold market, which I believe we have now. A lot of people talked about how the low was in place in 2021, and then they were disappointed when we actually moved lower and plumbed those lows in 2022. Well, I do think those are the lows now, in that we're not going to go down and take those out at all. But we could move that right shoulder down into the 1700 to 1800 range. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
So, Doc, from a timing perspective here, I'm looking at that, let's say, left shoulder there, the low, that 1675 happened in August. Then it took 8 months to move up to that high that happened in March. And then another 8 to 9 months for that low. And then another 8 months. So that means that we're looking to December, maybe January, for when gold bottoms again.
I think that's a real possibility. I think this, the rest of this year is going to be very troublesome for the precious metals. And if you look at other indices like the GDX, the GDXJ, and the Gold Bugs Index, Gold Miners Bullish Percent Index, and the Gold and Silver Index, those charts are all looking horrible right now, the long-term charts, and it looks like those charts want to go lower as well. So I think for the rest of this year, that it could be a very difficult end of the year for the precious metals. But then I think we're in a position where we can really build a base on that right shoulder and going forward, and it'll look a lot more promising from that point on.
Well, Doc, you brought up some of those ETFs like GDX, GDXJ for the mining stocks. Right now, the mining stocks have been incredibly weak, where the metals prices have been fairly resilient. Over the last year or the last 3 years, the metals prices have actually hung in there. Yeah, there's been some swings down to the lower prices, but there was also swings a lot higher in both the metals. So overall, they've been in a trading range, but the mining stocks haven't been in a trading range. They've just been diving lower and lower. If gold does pull back to the 1700s or 1800s, what does that mean for GDX or GDXJ?
Well, I think those are the last, especially for GDX. We've talked about how the large cap, a lot of them were fairly impervious to this demolition derby we're watching. But now we're starting to, and I warned people about Newmont. And I said, watch out for the 40 level, because if we close below that on a monthly basis this month and even next month, Newmont may even plumb lower lows from here. And it looks like it will. And that tells me then that if Newmont is doing that, and if other of these high cap stocks are starting to get hit, that's the last thing that normally gets hit in a bear market. So I think we're finally seeing that happen. And that tells you that they're going to have to be washed out before we bottom out in this bear market. But watch Newmont. The chart on the monthly chart does not look good. Hecla does not look good here either. And Agnico does not look good. And so you're starting to see some of these better stocks getting hit here. And I think that's an harbinger of the fact that once that happens, that then we're finally going to see a bottoming out process in this whole thing. And I think that's going to come.
Well, Doc, you are right. If the majors aren't doing well, then we can't expect any money to trickle down to the mid-tiers, let alone the juniors. And unfortunately, some of the recent earnings reports have been okay for the majors, but we have seen a bit of a compression in their margins. So that doesn't help that argument, too, that they're making money hand over fist, even though they are still quite profitable. Doc, I know we've heard for long enough that it just takes time for this market to turn, but boy, oh boy, this has been another painful kind of bear market after a very short-term run. We just need some life in the sector, and I don't know, your outlook sounds like it's going to take until next year. But hey, we'll keep following up with you on that one. But we do want you to stick around, because we'll switch our focus to a couple other markets, a couple other sectors, a couple other metals, too, for us to discuss. So everyone stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin and Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Go with it.
Your week weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back, everyone. We are continuing to chat with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. And Doc, look, let's just take a step back in terms of individual markets. I want to ask you about your portfolio. What are you doing? It sounds like right now you have a kind of bearish outlook for a number of markets. Does that mean you're mostly just sitting on the sidelines, especially for precious metal stocks?
I have started to buy very discreetly, and I'm starting to purchase certain stocks based on their technicals. I just started to buy Coeur d'Alene at these levels because they're impinging on their Bollinger Band on the monthly chart, and the Bollinger Bands are really narrowing. Now, that does not mean that they won't move lower, which I would think they would, but I'm not going to get too cute here. I'm going to start to buy slowly, and I'm going to start to buy certain of these stocks, depending on the technicals I'm watching, because you can get too cute sometime. I know others have bought even a year ago, and certain people that are very knowledgeable about these stocks and said they'll hold until the next turn, which there will be. But I am starting to slowly purchase, not in big volumes, but I have plenty of time to do that based on I'm going to walk my talk on this. And because I believe that we're still going to have one more really disconcerting move down potentially for these metals, and then I think we're going to be in the process of bottoming, and I am purchasing a little at this time.
Well, Doc, it's good to hear that you're nibbling in the markets, but that you are prepared for lower prices. It sounds like there's still going to be more pain in store in the medium term for the precious metal sector. Another sector I know that you follow, though, and that you do dabble in some of the resource stocks is the oil and nat gas side of things. That is an area that's been actually a bright spot in the commodity space, has been the move up in oil recently. Are you doing anything with the energy stocks?
Yeah, I am. In fact, I'm purchasing natural gas. I've started not a lot because I think it's going to move back down again, and then I'll add to my position. But yes, I am more interested in those stocks because those are manipulative in a sense, because OPEC, they can cut production and they can sometimes help out the price of oil. And I think that's a potential as far as they are concerned. And those, like crude oil, doesn't look too bad here. I think we're going to move down a little bit again, but I think it's going to hold its own for a while, and especially with OPEC Plus doing what they are, I think they're going to put a hurt on Mr. Biden, so he has to dip more into the strategic reserves going forward. We know what the gas prices are right now, which aren't good, and I think they could very well do it for a geopolitical reason to hurt him. Those don't look too bad, and I'm more interested in those areas, but I am starting to buy ETFs in natural gas.
All right, Doc, let's quickly talk about the U.S. equity markets because, look, they're finally showing some weakness. You look at the S&P, which was up, I think, 5 months in a row and six out of the last 7 months. It's been on quite a run. It hasn't reached those all-time highs from back at the very tail end of 2021, but overall it's been a nice run. But this month, we're getting some weakness. S&P is down almost 4% just this month. What's your thought on these U.S. markets and the potential here of them simply just being in this larger trading range?
Well, if they're going to be in this trading range, it's going to be for months and years, I think, because I think next year we start to see this cyclical bear market, because that's how really all it's been, turn into a secular. I mentioned months ago that I feel that this market eventually will become a secular bear market. And I mentioned that it'd be the longest secular bear market that we've seen since World War II, and I'll stick with that because I think this ultimately breaks down, and the odds are that it breaks down probably into next year. And I think it takes out its 50-month moving averages finally. And it is rich. The conventional markets are overvalued. They've been overvalued for some time. And we're going to have to eventually move back toward the mean as far as P.E. ratios are concerned for these markets. And I think it's been slowly breaking down, actually, for years while it's been rising. But when you look at something like the Case-Shiller Index and you look at that chart, there was a peak and then it dropped and then it rebounded. And I think we've seen the rebound in the second peak, and I think we're going to work our way lower. I think it's only a matter of time.
So, Doc, two-part question then. Can the Fed save the markets if they do drop to whatever level they decide to step in at? And if we do get this, it sounds like significant decline in the markets, doesn't everything just get pulled down with it?
I think that's going to influence the precious metals for a while, but I think overall the gold market compared to the stocks, the precious metal stocks, the gold market has held up really quite well, and I think that tells you there's really underlying strength, and I think that that also tells you that the Fed has a real problem going forward as far as taming inflation. So ultimately, I think the gold market will break out again. It's going to be a while, but that's what it's telling you right now, because the gold market, this that in the bear markets it's in right now, has not really sold off like it did in 2011, 2012, where it was down some 46%. And this time it's probably, I'd have to check my figures, but down in the 28% or something like that. And when you see that kind of picture after so long on the monthly chart where it hasn't really gotten hit hard, that's sending out a warning sign to what's coming. And I have a feeling they're going to have a real hard time solving this inflation problem.
Well, Doc, what about the U.S. dollar? Because that factors into all of these markets, whether it's the commodities, whether it's the general equities, whether it's the faith in the U.S. economic system. Obviously, it's counterbalanced against a lot of other global currencies, and that's the main driver for it. But how do you see the dollar factoring into all this? It looked like it was in a longer-term decline, but then it's had this little rally recently where it's poked its head back up and pressured markets. How are you looking at the greenback?
The greenback, I think the trend is going to be slowly down for a while here. It's had a nice little rebound, but I don't see it taking off or challenging its last high back in 2022. And I think the path of least resistance is down. It's not going to drop out of bed at first. I think that when you look at the long-term charts, the dollar has seen its better days for a while. And with what they're doing in BRICS and these other countries, that's going to be a slow impingement on the dollar with time, because I think that will influence it as well. But technically right now, I don't see a huge breakdown, but I think we're going to see a gradual breakdown over time.
Well, we'll follow up with you next month, though, Doc. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News news update.
This will bring significant and rare impacts to portions of Southern California.
This weekend, Hurricane Hillary prompting the first ever tropical storm alert for Southern California. Rain and very windy conditions expected, stretching from Cabo San Lucas up to San Diego and then farther north into Reno, Nevada.
The National Weather Service has upgraded a tropical storm watch to a tropical storm warning. Wind gusts to 60 miles an hour are possible, along with 2 to 4 inches or more of flooding rain. I'm Michael Kastner.
President Biden at Camp David this Saturday, continuing to host the summit with key allies, the leaders of Japan and South Korea, as the threat from China rises.
Unwavering in our unity and unmatched in our resolve.
And this Saturday morning in Maui, 114 people now have been identified by the medical examiner in the aftermath of the catastrophic wildfire. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments with Richard Postma. We covered a lot, including metals and markets. In the last two segments here, we are going to shift our focus more to the energy sector, more specifically oil and natural gas, as we are chatting with Joseph Schachter, editor of the Schachter Energy Report, also writes the free report that is Eye on Energy that covers more the macro drivers, key news events for the energy sector. I also posted Joseph's most recent Eye on Energy report on our website on Thursday. So please, everyone, go back, have a read over that report, and consider signing up, because Joseph does have his conference coming up later this year that I have attended multiple times in Calgary. It is a one-day conference where Joseph does a couple speeches, and he features a lot of companies. A great mix of big and small companies, all with dedicated rooms and with the presentations where there is a Q&A period, rather than some of these conferences where the companies only get 10 to 12 minutes and that's all you hear from them. At Joseph's conference, these companies get a longer allotted time, and there is a moderator in each room where you can ask those questions. So to sign up for that conference, you can click the link in the weekend show posting, or you can also sign up for a quarterly subscription, which gets you 2 free tickets, and I will be there again this year. Joseph, before we get into your thoughts on oil and natural gas, just give everyone a quick little preview of that Schachter Energy Conference, please.
Yeah, my pleasure. We've been very fortunate to have some very good sponsors, including the TMX, working with us. And the TMX side is they do the clean tech side. So they have a lot of companies related to renewables and also to the raw materials needed for the renewables sector. So 10 of the 45 presentations and exhibitors will be from that side. And then from our side, we do the domestic E&P, international E&P that's based in Canada in terms of the head offices being in Calgary. We also have the energy service sector. This year, we tried to expand that. We've expanded into the pipeline energy and infrastructure and royalty side, and we have Topaz Energy as the first company that we've signed up to come this year, and we're hoping in the future years to have more. We've taken way more space. The presentations are 35-minute slots, 25-minute for the presentation by the senior executives, usually the CEO, and then a 10-minute moderated Q&A, and then we have a booth room set up, four of them, and we have slotted time slots where people can go have some food. We provide food all day, breakfast, lunch, snacks, and then they can go to the booth rooms and spend a lot of one-on-one time with the companies that they own or that they're interested in. And I think that's why our program has been so successful, is that FaceTime with senior management is getting harder. If you go to an AGM, most of the time they're virtual, and then they might have a 10-minute presentation, and then there's not much time to spend with the execs because everybody moves away or goes away after the AGM. So what we're trying to do is not only provide research on the companies that we like, which is right now 38 companies, but also have FaceTime with the managers, mostly of the companies that we cover. And I think that's really the quality of the product that we have, where we provide a benefit to individual investors, getting them FaceTime with managements of companies we like.
Well, Joseph, I appreciate you breaking down the conference details for folks here and your approach to it and giving investors that FaceTime with these companies that you've vetted. Let's dive under the hood here, though, on some of the macro fundamentals for the energy sector. As far as oil, we'll start there, Joseph. It's always interesting just to get a read on what the projections for cuts were versus what the actual cuts themselves were. Where are the numbers coming in for oil? And I think Saudi Arabia has kind of jumped up and helped fill a little of the gap. But what are the numbers as you know them now, Joseph?
So going to the oil cuts and why oil popped up almost to $85, OPEC said in May they were going to cut 1.2 million barrels of production. And then in June, for the months of July and August, and now for September, Saudi Arabia and Russia, OPEC Plus members, said they would cut by another 1.5 million. So a million of that was going to be Saudi Arabia. 500,000 of that was going to be Russia. So the data that just came out last week for July of 2023 showed that the overall cuts by OPEC were 836,000, of which 968,000 was Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia cutting that million is right on target. The problem is that Russia was supposed to cut 500, and there's a lot of chatter about them cutting production and or sales from Western Russia, you know, in the Baltic Sea, because, of course, the sanctions and the countries weren't going to buy from them. So the number there was a decline of 300,000, which did occur. But on the eastern side of the country, production to China and India, and now they are the biggest supplier to India by far, and that increased production by 200,000. So the net was Russia only cut 100,000, and that's why there's some concern that the OPEC rhetoric of how many barrels they're going to take off is not being followed. Just for an example, some of the countries that are smaller players increased production. Angola increased by 56,000, Iran by 68,000, Iraq by 40,000, and Venezuela by 37,000, and others were smaller numbers. So you really only had the Saudis really cutting, and then everyone else was taking advantage of the high prices because of their domestic needs for money, and we saw those numbers come out there. The key thing right now is China. China historically has been an importer. They produce about 4.5 million barrels. They consume about 15.5. So they need about 11 million barrels of imports, the biggest importing country in the world. With all of the problems we're now seeing coming on in there, the exports down significantly, imports down, which means including imports of oil, the consumer side being very weak, unemployment rising. You may have seen the report that in China, youth unemployment got up over 21%, and so the government decided, okay, we don't want to see those bad numbers. We're not going to report them anymore. But a lot of university kids coming out, they're saying 40% of them can't find jobs. So it's really showing you the slowdown that's going on in China, and you've got these real estate problems facing you again. If you remember going back 6 months ago, the biggest company there defaulted, and there was a lot of crisis then. The second largest company, which has $60 billion of debts that they can't pay, now is in that 30-day clock. So once they don't pay, there's a 30-day forbearance where, they can't be pushed into bankruptcy. That is going to extend for a few more weeks. And at that point, I think we're looking at a more severe crisis. And that's why we've seen the Shanghai stock market come down. So on the oil side, I think we're going to see a little sloppiness, maybe even breaking $70, because once we get into September, the summer driving season is over. Just this week, the motor gasoline demand fell by 451,000 from 9.3 to 8.85. So the end of the summer driving season is coming. That number can come down to 6.5-7 million once we get into the fall. And so once we get into September, I think we may see the price of oil back off. So I think we're going to see another buy signal for energy. If you remember in March, we got those two buy signals on March 13th and March 15th. And we added, if you remember from the beginning of March, we were cautious. We only had 8 names on the buy list. We added 7 names on each of those days to 22. And I think we'll get another buy signal in late October. And I expect I'll probably be adding another 5 or 10 names to that action buy list of ours, which just tells you how bullish I am when I'm only covering 38 companies.
All right, Joseph, we're out of time for this segment on the radio, but hey, you've given us a time frame to look for the next buy signal. Everyone stick around. We're going to be right back, continuing to chat with Joseph Schachter.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, we are back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Reports, and we are continuing to chat with Joseph Schachter, founder and editor of the Schachter Energy Report. Now, Joseph, we spent a lot of the last segment talking about more of the macro drivers behind oil and even natural gas. For all of you listening on the radio, be sure to check out our website or podcast for this full interview, because we do need to cut down some time for the radio segments. But in this segment, I want to finish it off by talking about some of the underlying stocks, starting with the oil stocks. More of a earnings recap, because we have a lot of the earnings out from the energy or oil companies. And look, there's no denying that the oil price is lower than where it was last year all through Q2. These companies, stock price-wise, they have pulled back, but they're doing okay. They haven't broken down by any means. What did you see? What were your takeaways from more of the earnings out of the oil companies?
When you look at the companies, you have two issues. One, production volumes were down, part of it related to lack of capital investment. Also, the issue of the forest fires. So in the Grand Prairie, Drayton Valley area, a lot of companies had to knock off production for quite a bit of the quarter, of the second quarter of 23. But the other more important thing for me is the price comparisons. WTI a year ago during Q2 22 averaged 108.57. This year it averaged 73.99, down 32%. So you can see, if your volumes were flat and you had 32% less revenues, you're going to show lower cash flow. AECO natural gas a year ago was 627 for Q2 22. It was 235 for Q2 23, down 63%. So you did see a lot of lower numbers that were because of those two reasons. But going into later this year, if I'm right that we see a winter that's going to be normal or colder than normal, I think we'll be looking at over $90 WTI versus the $73.99 of Q2. That'll give you a boost up in with Q4 numbers, and then that $235 for AECO could be $3 or $350. So I think Q4 will be the turn. Q3 will probably be similar to what it was in Q2, but Q4 will show significant revenue and cash flow growth, and the markets will react to that when they start reporting in March, April of 2024.
Well, Joseph, are there any companies that you think would really have more torque to the upside in that kind of environment where we do see WTI prices north of $90 and that growth in the price? Are there any companies set up to grow exponentially in that kind of a price rise environment?
I wouldn't use the word exponentially, but I would say materially, you know, 20, 30, 40% increases in cash flow, maybe 10% increases in production. So, you know, you can look at things like, Crescent Point, you know, Tourmaline Oil, Vermilion Energy, now that they've got, the Irish position on board, the Carib thing. Whitecap should show some growth. Crew, of course, NuVista. Obsidian, so Pine Cliff, would be cash flow growth, maybe not so much volume growth. And Surge Energy. So there's a lot more companies even than that, but I think that you need to decide: are you looking for capital gain? Are you looking for capital gain and some income, or are you looking for a lot of income and some capital gain? I think each of those parameters tells you where you need to look for your purchases, and that's of course what we cover in our reports.
So Joseph, in terms of that income component, then any companies out there that you can highlight for us that have dividends that first of all are attractive or maybe higher than the average for oil companies, are growing their dividends, or you think really offer kind of the best income options out there?
So Birchcliff is paying 20 cents a quarter, 80 cents. It's a 9.7% yield on my run from last week. Then you go to names like Canacol Energy, which is a Colombian natural gas stock, 8.5% yield. Pine Cliff Energy, a natural gas stock in Canada, Western Canadian, Southern Alberta production, 9.2%. There's Alvo Petro, 7.3%, which is in Brazil. Hemisphere Energy, a name that you guys know very well. Don Simmons' company pays a dime, 7.7% yield. So, and then some of these pipeline and infrastructure companies are now providing 7 to 8% yields. Just to give you some examples, Enbridge on my run, 7.2%, TC Energy, 7.6%. And, those are pretty healthy numbers for people who want total return, because if you can get, 5, 10% capital gain plus those dividends from those big companies, that's a pretty good total return when the markets aren't really doing that much this year.
Joseph, I'm glad you brought up the energy services and pipeline companies, because we've actually had a lot more interest on our site and just in messaging on other sites about the oil services side of the business and the pipeline side of things, not so much the drilling where we've seen a reduction. What's your overall outlook on energy services, and do you think that even if prices stayed level, that they could still win big because most of the pipelines are pretty full?
Well, remember, Coastal Gas is coming on, so that's going to help TC Energy once that happens. Plus, they're going to do the spinoff of the liquids business. Topaz, which is a royalty company, is growing and making acquisitions. So, we like those. We have on our buy list, names that are in the energy service sector, be they the frackers or the drillers or, companies that provide support services to the, to the E&D companies. So when people look at our buy list, who are subscribers, they're going to see that there's a nice mix of companies that we have. We put on our list what the recommended buy level is. So if the stocks have had a little bit of a run here with this $85 price, we say, well, be patient. We think they're going to back off to these kind of recommended buy levels, and then we give you a one-year target, and then we provide what we think is the bull market peak, because a lot of our individual investors want to know, okay, if I buy it at the right price, what am I looking at for the next year? But really, more importantly, if I want to hold this for the cycle 3, 4, 5 years, because I think we're going to see all-time high prices in oil before the cycle is over because of the lack of capital investment, and if you really want this renewable world, then you're going to have to bring on a lot of lithium, copper, nickel, in, you know, places all around the world, in Africa and Asia, and they're going to want a higher standard of living, and they're going to need a lot of, you know, crude oil and natural gas to produce the raw materials so we can have wind power and solar power and, you know, all the things that everybody's hoping for to build the renewables capacity. And so I think that the bullish cycle, you know, like we had a cycle from 99 to 08, I think, you know, we're probably maybe like 2002-2003, and I think the best years were the 03 to 08. I think 2024 to the nearly the end of the decade are going to be some very robust years, because you're going to have two things happening. One, you're going to have higher commodity prices, which means more cash flow, but more importantly, you're going to have a higher valuations. Companies now are trading maybe below PDP, proved developed producing reserves, usually in bull markets. At the end of it, they trade over 1P, and the companies that are, let's just say, the favorites of the street can trade equal to their 2P level, which is their proved plus probable reserve values. So the difference between the level they're trading today and that 2P number is significant right now based on today's commodity prices. But as the value of the reserves goes up, that PDP just pops up significantly, and that's how you get 4, 5, 10 baggers in a cycle like we did in 99 to 08. And I think from the bottom of 2020, we've already had some significant upside, but some of that's been given back in, you know, over the last year with the market correction. I think there's still much higher levels to look at between now and the end of the decade, and I'm thinking doubles, triples, or more. So it's a fascinating group to be involved in. You want to do your homework. You want to find out what your risk profile is. Do you want large cap, small cap? You want dividend income as well. But there's a whole matrix of great names to own depending upon what you as the individual investor have as your investment requirements.
And you want to go to your conference, right, Joseph? Listen to these companies. Talk with them. Talk to management. I will be there. And as I mentioned, I will post a link below this weekend show posting interview where you can sign up for that conference. Joseph, thank you very much for your insights on the energy sector. We will follow up with you next month to get an update and to even hear more about that conference. So if anyone has any follow-up questions for Joseph or wants us to bring up any companies, as always, you can email us. We love hearing from each and every one of you. We also really appreciate all of you tuning in to this weekend show. Please keep in touch with us through email, and please be sure to check back over our website and podcast to listen to all the daily editorials recorded throughout this week. Joseph, everybody else listening, thank you all for taking time with us on your weekend.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment. Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.